Dave, first of all, then, in terms of team news, any injuries to contend with this week?
No, everyone's fine.
That must please you. Same starting 11 after the result last weekend?
Oh, we'll wait and see. We'll see how everybody is. We've got today to train and tomorrow. If we feel it's the right thing to do and because of what they do, then we'll change it.
Has the result and the performance last weekend given everyone an extra kind of spring in the step?
Yeah, well, I think that naturally happens after every win. But I've said many times that we weren't playing badly. We just needed to turn the draws into wins. And now that we've got that so-called monkey off our back, we've now got to just move on and make sure that we put in another performance on Saturday.
Well, it's five unbeaten now, isn't it, in the league?
Yeah, I think, we were disappointed that some of the games that we've drawn, but we didn't win. And we've maybe felt a little bit hard done by certain decisions or whatever, but full credit to the boys. They kept going, they kept believing. And as I said on Saturday, that everything that could go right did go right for us. And when you get them days, enjoy them. Because it wasn't so long ago we went to Birmingham and had a bad day at the office. So it's about keeping your feet on the ground, keep working at the things we're trying to do, and keep doing the basics, and that's what we've stuck at, and that's why we got the result we did, because the players have kept believing, kept their feet on the ground, kept up an honest performance and got the rewards.
Kieran Lee and his rehab, where's he at right now?
Kieran's at the stage where he warms up with us, does a little bit of ball work, no contact, and we're hoping that maybe sometime next week he might join in where he can have a little bit of physical, a little bit of contact with the ball and the players, and hopefully by the time we come back from international break he'll have had a couple of weeks under his belt and his full training.
That's a positive, isn't it, for a player who's been away from the team for such a long time now?
Well, we need all our players here and we want all our good players, and Kieran was consistent last year in the way he played. So he's been chomping at the bit all season. You don't really see any light at the end of the tunnel when it's a long-term injury. But now he's getting close. You can see the appetite. You can see he's working hard. And I'm sure he'll be absolutely delighted when he can get back in and train with the lads.
Just as a status update, Martin Taylor, obviously been out on loan. What's going on with him right now?
Martin's now doesn't want to go back out. He wants to come back. His loan period is up. So he's been injured, or he's trained with us this morning. And again, we'll just assess it. And if we reloan him or whatever, we'll just reassess it with a lot of the players that are here.
What's the injury that he's got?
Just the eye strain. But he's actually trained with us this morning, so he must be feeling a little bit better.
So he wants to stay now and fight for his place?
Every player that's signed for the club should want to stay and fight for the place. It's just sometimes if they're not getting regular football, playing in the under-21s as an overage player doesn't give you, you know, the competitiveness that you need. So some players were still looking to loan maybe, you know, three, even as many as four out, because we've got everybody up and running and they will need games.
Have you had any progress on that? I know it's something you alluded to with us after the game last Saturday.
Yeah, we've had one or two inquiries, and I'm sure once the weekend's out the way, teams in the first and second divisions will, because they're still playing there, they will come knocking and or phoning and asking if players are available.
But you're not thinking that anything will happen before Saturday then?
I don't know. Listen, who knows in football? It changes from minute to minute, you know, so if we get people, you know, we've loaned Manny out to Fleetwood, and there's one or two others that some of the younger ones that teams have made inquiries about. So we've got a staff meeting this afternoon. We'll sit down and we'll just see, have a chat about which ones we want to push out and which ones we don't.
Does that then pending affect what you want to do if you want to get anybody in then for this weekend?
We're always looking, we're always trying to juggle it about to bring people in. We'll continue to do that. But at this moment in time, yeah, we have a couple of people that we're monitoring, we'd like to bring in, but we can't do that. So if someone goes out, we might try it, we mightn't try it. It all depends. It's just an ongoing thing. I can't I'm not being vague in any way because I can't really answer it because is anything pending? It's always pending because, you know, if you get an injury, then you look down your list of positions that you've lost a player in and you try and get someone in. So it's always pending, but it's whether you can do it.
You've had a look at Robbie Simpson. What are your thoughts of him?
Well, we haven't. See, again, you know, because Robbie wanted to get fit, he wanted to come in and train, and within that, you know, he asked us to have a look at him. So, but we've done that many times. We do that quite a lot here. And we've helped the boy. He had a game the other day. So, you know, because he's in the place, don't all start putting two and two together and coming out with seven. You know, you're not even going to get to five. So it's best we don't talk about it. It's just nothing. It's the boy, he came in. He's been with us for 10 days or so. We've got him fit. We've got him up and running. He played a game the other day. Other teams were there watching him. And in the meantime, we can have a look, and that's as much as it goes.
Over the course of the recent past, obviously, with you, that we've discussed about finances and loans in and loans out and needing something to break for somebody else to come in, what's prompted the recent spurt then to bring in Wickham and obviously extend Fryatt then?
Well, we were always trying to extend Matty, and we were always on the lookout for another forward. That was no secret. It was finding a forward that, one, we could afford, and two, if they were available. And Connor came about. We were chasing it, but we had to be helped out in certain ways, and thankfully we got that.
There's been newspaper reports that the club have taken out a loan with Terry Brown, etc. Is that something you're aware of?
No, listen, why are you asking me? I'm part of the football management. If you want to know about football, then ask me about football. But on that other side, you know, that's something that you need to ask the chairman, and I'm sure he would give you the information that you're looking for.
One point I did want to raise with you, because obviously things now, you've got in several lads, things are ticking over. Obviously, Wickham's come in and had a big impact. Are you starting to think about contingency plans if, when, should, and although they are then unavailable to you because they've gone back to their parent clubs?
Well, contingency plans are always in place because, as I said before, that you can get someone who gets injured. You know, we brought in the boy from West Ham because we had an injury and we didn't want to keep putting round pegs in square holes. We didn't want to keep doing that. So we went and brought in a player. So you've always got a contingency plan. It's whether you can get the contingency player or whatever. So, no, we're always looking at that. The loan system, because that's the route that we have to go down, can work for you. We can also work against you if the players do well and then do the clubs pull them back. But that's always the gamble that you take. And we've got, you know, Connor till January and Roger and all them. So we'll hopefully keep trying to do well and hope that we can keep them.
Slightly away from that, though, there's McPhail and Olufinjana, who obviously have done well for you over recent weeks. All right, Olufinjana only in the short term. Do you look at tying them down to something a bit longer?
Again, you know, we're looking at everything. There's nothing that we don't... You're not asking me anything that we don't already know or whatever. So, you know, it's just that I like to keep business in-house rather than outside. You know, you've probably just alerted everybody, so thanks for that. You know, it's something that we just want to keep in-house, and Mac has done really well. And Shea's, you know, on Saturday grew stronger and stronger and more into the game, so we know that he's getting fitter and better as we did with Matty and Macker and everybody else that's been into the football club that we've had to take on loan. But unfortunately, I've said before, because you're taking loan players, it normally means that they're not playing for their teams and they've not had much football. So you have to get them up and running and fit to play at your level. We've been lucky that we've got them all fit now, and we've seen the benefit of that, but they've got to continue that.
Antonio, Mikel Antonio, you said after the game last week that you came close to dropping him. All of a sudden...
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. Leaving him out.
Dropping is a word that you associate with players. Sometimes you might leave a player out because it's best for the team, the shape or whatever, So it's not about dropping players. We considered, because he was going, we thought he was fighting his own game. Best word to use might be giving him a rest away from it and see what how he adapts. But you used the word dropping, not me.
All right, I did. Well, however, you were considering resting him, and then all of a sudden, that game that he was fighting clicked for him. Can you put your finger on why?
Competition.
Simple as that?
Yeah, competition. Competition for places. Everybody now knows if they don't keep up the levels, then there's other players that are ready and they're all chomping at the bit and snapping at the heels for them. And that's what football's all about. You've got competition in the football club. It puts people under immense pressure because they know if they don't deliver, then the next person will, hopefully will.
It must have been good to see a player who has been much discussed, obviously he's a bit of a fan's favourite, all of a sudden pull out a performance and a goal to match that really sort of helped bring the house down.
Well, competition in your football club is one of the healthiest things you can have. If you look around the place and through the squad, sometimes you're only as good as what your bench is as well. And our bench looks strong. We're not weakening when we put players on now. They can give you different things or they can give you the same as. So it is important, but it's nice to have everybody up and running. It's nice that everybody at the moment is on song and they've got to continue that. You know, we're talking about one game here, which, okay, we hadn't lost games and we knew we were close to it, but can we go and do it again?
Derby then, they're the next team. What's your assessment of them?
They're a good side. They've got good players. They've got a new manager in place, so they'll be still wanting to show him what they can do. We've always had tough games against them, so we just expect nothing else but a really hard game, and we'll have to be at our best to get a result.
They are a team, obviously, who've made their managerial change this year, and all of a sudden they're in that shock of upward curve in form, aren't they, right now?
Yeah, it normally happens, but it's still the same players and everything else, so I'm sure Steve will be assessing what he has and what he needs. But we've still got to go there. It doesn't matter whether they've got a new manager, old manager or whatever. We've still got to go there and still be able to perform and play at our highest to try and get a result.
And they have a player at the minute in Will Hughes who everybody seemingly is talking about as one for the future. What's your kind of take on him?
He's a good player. I've just said that they've got many good players. Like most teams in this division, if not all teams in this division, have good players. He's just one of the other, 10 they have to watch, outfield players. So we'll do our homework. We have done our homework. We've set our plans, our traps, whatever you want to call them. And but at the end of the day, systems don't win your football matches, whatever, it's players.